All right, I'm going to break for a little bit lighter topic here. This is something that this is so exciting to me. It's something I've been following. I don't know about you. There has been this huge treasure hunt underway in the Rocky Mountains for like 10 years. This eccentric art dealer buried a treasure out west, and over the years, hundreds of thousands of people have searched for it. People quit their jobs to look for it. Some depleted life savings, spent thousands of dollars. It was this elaborate search for this treasure, supposedly worth $2 million. And the eccentric art dealer, who's like almost 90 years old, Forrest Fenn, came out and said, "Hey, it's been found. Somebody's found the treasure." And you thought that was enough, but that the person who found it was anonymous. And he said it was a man back east. That's all we got to hear. It was the man back east. He found it. So you thought it was all over, and all these stories appeared. I'm looking at one in the Denver Post here. This Forrest Fenn treasure chest hidden in Rocky Mountains, finally found. But then you had a bunch of the treasure hunt seekers who were like, no. I don't think it's found. Tell me, prove to me that there's a guy who got it, or is he just, this is a hoax? So there's all kinds of stories about that. And we interviewed a woman in Rogers Park, Barb Anderson, who is sort of suing because she felt as if there was some funny business going on, and she was concerned about that, and she was considered one of the lead solvers, devoted a big portion of her life. She's an attorney in Rogers Park, and she tried to find it and could not, did not, but that one is still not settled, I suppose, in the eyes of some people. But here, fast forward to today, and I was just so interested in that story. I was following it. I thought it was so interesting how many people quit their jobs and just went to try to follow this one simple poem to go to a treasure that potentially could be worth $2 million, and how difficult that was. But now, fast forward to today, some Michigan store owners, they own a jewelry store, and they are burying roughly $1 million worth of jewelry across the state of Michigan, and they're doing all these individual hunts, and you can take part in it if you want. Some of them are sold out, I know, because it's been very popular. But I've been dying to talk with them because I was so interested and fascinated in the first one. I said, hey, wait a minute, there's one going on in the Midwest. There's one right here. And so Johnny Perry joins the show. Johnny, thanks for joining.
Yes, hi.
I'm excited to talk to you. How's it going so far? Because I know you've had a couple of these treasure hunts already, right?
Yes. It's, my God, we've been having so much fun. It's been so fun and exciting. Two have been found already. The next one starts Sunday the 30th at 10 a.m.
Okay, is that one sold out? Because I went to your website like a week ago, and I'm like, oh my gosh, a couple of these are sold out.
Yeah, they've been selling out quick. So I think it's sold out. Sometimes when someone cancels out and gets a refund, one spot will come available, and then someone will grab it real quick. So.
Give us your backstory here, Johnny. How you decided to do this? Were you inspired by that other treasure hunt, the Forrest Fenn one? What brought you here?
Yeah, I was just listening on that, and it's funny because that's exactly what inspired us. And we were reading how it was found, and no way, I always wanted to go look for that. I was so disappointed. At the same time, you know, it sparked us to do the same thing. You know, we had about $1 million where we were going to retire and get a couple acres in the UP somewhere, the Upper Peninsula.
Sure.
And just you know, be done. And just, I'd work part-time at a grocery store or something to pay the taxes or whatever. But.
So you said, hey, you know what? We're just doing it. We're gonna get rid of all the inventory. And so it's actually your inventory from your jewelry store that's out there buried treasure?
Correct. And it's everything there has memories to me. Everything there is special to me, so and we took it and we put it all on the ground. And
oh my gosh, oh my god, really?
Yeah, it's yeah. So yeah, it
You're
keeps
okay
us on our toes
that?
With the GPSs, you know. And
wait, what was it?
It keeps us always, you know, going crazy watching the screens with the GPSs and everything, you know, making sure they're not moving.
Right. What kinds of things are buried, Johnny?
So, I mean, gold, silver, diamonds, like this next hunt coming up is a beautiful hand-carved opal, savorite diamonds, and I got sapphire and diamond rings in there, a whole bunch of 1 ounce silver coins. It's going to be a real juicy find, mm-hmm. You know, and how you were saying with Forrest Fenn, how, you know, did someone really find it? And there's a lot of skepticism going on.
What do you think on that, Johnny? Weigh in. What do you think?
I'm not sure, but I'm glad that when these two ladies found the first treasure that they were, oh my God, they were, you know, my camera guy had them on film. It was so awesome. They were screaming my name in the air going, Johnny, we found it, Johnny. It was awesome, man. Like, I brought a tear to my eyes. Such a heartfelt thing, you know.
Now, where are they from? Can you tell us, or are they anonymous?
No, I mean, they're pretty south, kind of in the Warren area, I think, when they told me.
Okay, so they're Michigan residents.
We're going to find it all out, yeah.
Yeah. How much is each treasure worth, the ones that you've got buried?
Well, initially when I buried the first one, it was around $4,300, but then since silver and gold are starting to go on the rise again, I mean, theirs was probably around $5,700 when they pulled it from the ground. So,
wow. And why would you?
It was pretty cool.
Johnny, why would you bury some of the things that have, like, personal, you know, kind of, you feel strongly about them?
You know, I don't know. It was just in the moment, and, you know, it was during the lockdown. My wife and I went out traveling, and just, you know, it was romance. It was just everything was there, and the story's going to be so beautiful, and we're putting something nice together to show the world that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, upcoming.
Yeah, something positive. So it's are they in different cities or different spots each treasure hunt? And how often are you doing it if folks are interested in taking part?
Yeah, they're in different counties, up and down Michigan, all the way over to across the Mackinac Bridge. We have the Mackinac Quest coming up after the Macomb ones are complete, so that's going to be really fun. So about every 2 weeks, we try to release something. And then we got with some real special. It's a couple's quest. It's a $14,000 engagement ring set for him and hers, for a lucky couple to find. And that one's going to be really fun and exciting.
You're second-generation jeweler. Oh. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
So your father started the biz. Do you think he ever would have thought you'd end up doing this to you know, kind of do it, to just get done and cash it out and then be retired?
He would have thought I was insane. I don't know. He probably would have allowed it, but I don't know.
Yeah. I guess it's up to you now. And so, basically, people pay, what is it, $49 to take part, and then you limit the number of participants, right? And is that how it goes?
Correct. Well, yeah, the first one was $49. A couple of them are $49. There are more expensive ones, like, for example, the Mackinac Treasure. It's $14,000 in gold coins buried there. So that one was a little bit more, I think, $60, $65, Amy. Yeah, I think it was around that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I forgot your other question.
No, I was just wondering how it goes, because people, you know, I I'm fascinated by this stuff. I was fascinated by the Forest Fenn one. I didn't get involved in it, but like you, I kind of followed it and thought, this is so cool. And now I hear there's one in Michigan, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to take part in this kind of thing? And I guess anybody can do it, right? You go to your website? Is that what you do?
Anybody can do it, yeah. Just go to johnnystreasurequest.com, and you can find all the information there, and you can even join our Facebook group. We have tons of fun and prizes. You know, you don't have to live in Michigan. You know, I can mail out coins. You know, I do giveaways all the time. You know, we have something fun going on in there.
Anybody from the Forest Fenn treasure hunt who has come to yours? Have you heard about that at all?
Yeah, a lot of people. I get a lot of messages about that. Even the was of the Lindberghs, the connection with them and the house that they got from. I'm not sure how the whole story goes, but they're awesome people, and they're somehow related with the Forest Fenn.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the story exactly.
Yeah, I don't know the Lindbergh so much. I just know some of the players who were pretty close to solving the one out west, and a couple of them are from the area, too, so it's pretty cool how close they got. Yours are more weekend things, right? You solve it in a weekend? Is that how it goes?
Well, the first one went, it took a week, a little over a week to find. The second one was a record so far, you know, an hour, 42 minutes. A lady, she was very frequent hiker, and I happened to put it in a place where she knew right away when she read the clues that, I know that trail, I know exactly where that is. She ran over there, and she swiped it pretty quick.
Wow, that's awesome. They've got to be so excited.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you come from that perspective where it's just cool for people to have these sort of adventures and spend time outside with, you know, people and their family.
Yeah, I mean, we want to give a positive impact to the world, you know, with everything going on, you know, give people hope again, adventure, something to believe in again, you know? That's what we want.
Well, it sounds like a ton of fun, Johnny. And, you know, thanks for making time for us. It's johnnystreasurequest.com?
Yep, just like that.
And then you sign up for whichever one you want to do. How long do they run? Through August, or are they September, October? When do you guys finish them?
We're thinking about probably capping it off around November. Okay. I'm going to release probably the last one November, because once the snow comes, we're probably going to have a little recess.
Yeah.
And do some more group activities, scavenger style things. So we got a lot of ideas coming up, just tons of fun in the future, you know.
Awesome stuff, Johnny. And enjoy your retirement after it's all over. And I bet you're enjoying this part of it too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is the time of our lives, man. You know, this is so awesome just to see the messages I'm getting from people and the things that we're changing and reuniting families and all that stuff. It's been really awesome.
Got to be a thrill. Thanks, Johnny. I thank you so much for
thank
calling.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with everything. You too. Have a good day. Have a great weekend. And the search for treasure continues. If you want to join that's johnnystreasurequest.com. More in a moment here on WGN.